Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
All right, we're in our series on the creative process and how that links in with the coming of the Christ and the Advent season, right? Because interesting how the creative process in our own lives, the way it unfolds, is mirrored in the coming of Jesus and Advent season. And so last week we talked about when you get something going in your life, you have to kickstart it sometimes. And, you know, kickstarting like an old-fashioned engine, you kickstart. You can't do it in a half-hearted way. You have to do it with full force and vigor, with faith, knowing that this is possible for you, right? It's going to happen for me. I know it. So I kickstart it. And it fits in with our first candle, which we'll light at the end of the service, which is for faith, which is that understanding faith that God loves me and wants to bring good into my life, right? So I'm going to kickstart that. But then you have to maintain energy. That's our theme today. How do we maintain the energy? Because one thing to start a project, it's another thing to continue it through to completion. Next week, we'll look at the long haul when you face reverses and how do you get through, how do you persevere. And then finally is a job well done, and that's when we have the Christmas Eve service and the celebration of the coming of the Christ, you know, and celebrating the birthing of that new idea. Of course, after that, then, that's the end of that cycle as a new cycle starts up. And so we got a burning bowl, burning up all the things we don't want anymore and affirming the new, and we go into the new year. So, maintaining energy. You know, it's great, isn't it? We started on a new venture, but how do we maintain that energy? That's a tough one. So let's look at what happened to Mary. We know last week she got that astonishing news that she was going to birth this Christ, right? It seems implausible, seems impossible, but she trusted the movement of Spirit. And if we're looking at it metaphysically, God is saying to us, you are going to do wonderful things because you are here as a unique human being on this planet. You are here to celebrate and to magnify the good, yeah? And you say, who, me? You know, am I ready for this? And God always, the Spirit always says, yes, you are. You can kickstart this into wonderful life in your particular manifestation, your life experience here on planet Earth. But then, how do we maintain it? So Mary had received the news, and in Luke it says the first thing she did, it's interesting, isn't it? She went to the uplands, note this, she went to the uplands of Judah to visit her cousin Elizabeth, right? Who was also, by the way, pregnant with the boy that would be John the Baptist. Interesting, it all fits together. Now, Mary, they say, was like 13, 14, very young, whereas Elizabeth was in her 80s. So one was a virgin, probably couldn't have kids, right? Probably virgin. And then the other one was 80, probably couldn't have kids, right? Barren. And yet, here they are, both bringing forth children. So what is that saying metaphysically to us? Nothing is impossible, right? If you want to birth something, if you want to bring something new in your life, then God will supply what you need to do it. And before I go any further, I just want to know if anybody saw on Facebook yesterday that man, the athlete in Rome. It was at a Christmas party, and he was doing these amazing feats on a pole. Did you see it? Yeah? If you didn't, check it out. It's unbelievable. This guy was just slow motion walking all around this pole, like as if it was the easiest thing in the world, and twisting himself around. And he made it look easy. And I think about this extreme strength it took. Now, why I'm bringing that up now is it's possible to do anything, right? That was on a physical level. I mean, I'm not going to do it this lifetime, probably. But I celebrate another human being doing this. But what is mine to do, I could do, right? It doesn't matter what it is. It's the ability to set your mind to something and do something remarkable. So I celebrate his magnificence and his magnification of his physical ability, but I celebrate everybody for our own unique ability to bring things forth into actuality, yeah? You're going to affirm that for yourself and for all of us here? Yes. These guys do this with music, you know. They set the intention, they do the work, and then they celebrate, they magnify the good, and it pours out, doesn't it? It's pouring out, yeah. It's a beautiful thing when that happens. So she moved to the uplands of Judah to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and she stayed there, it says, 3 months before returning home. She got through the first trimester, right? And then she returned home. Now, let's look at this in terms of what this means for us in maintaining energy, right? I've got 4 points here that I think are very important. First of all, she went to the uplands. Help me. What does that suggest? She went to the uplands. She went to the higher level, didn't she? She maintained the high watch, right? And so often when we start a venture, if you share it too much with other people, I got this great new idea. What do? Give you all the reasons why it's not going to work. Even the committee in our own heads does this, right? You get a wonderful new idea, and then, oh, no, you're not good enough. That's not going to work. So you have to go to the uplands. You have to go to higher consciousness. You have to stay faithful, stay true to the decision that you've made, yeah? And it's powerful, isn't it, to go to the uplands. When they go low, we go high. I've heard that phrase somewhere. But it's a powerful phrase, isn't it? When parts of us, our egos, go into it's not going to work, you have to maintain that high watch. So that's the first understanding I get, to maintain the energy, to nurture it, to know that it's worthy to be brought forth into actuality. Anything else? Anything else about the uplands? Or do we get that one? Maintaining the high watch. See, Thane talked about it. There's all many reasons for us to be dragged down on any given day, right? If we're watching the news too much, we can be dragged down. If we're in traffic too much, because they're crazy out there. They're maniacs. They're nutcases out there. Whoops, I'm one of them, right? We are crazy. So if we buy into that, they can drag us down. So we have to maintain the high watch. You have to remind ourselves of things that lift us up. That's one. Number two, she sought out support, right? She left her home, interesting, and went to this person she could trust. They had a commonality. One was 14, the other was 80-something, but they shared a certain commonality, right? God was doing wonderful things in and through them in spite of it seeming like that's not going to happen, yeah? So they shared that. Now, it's important to share it with someone you trust, isn't it? If you share it with somebody that's just going to tear it down, not helpful. But if you've got somebody that you can share your dream with, your understanding, it can be magnified again. It can be expanded because what? Where two or more are gathered, there's the Christ, right? There's the presence. So just share it with somebody who will nurture it with you, yeah? Over a period of time, nurturing it through the first trimester, probably the most delicate time, yeah? Until that baby starts to grow and then you feel a little more confident, it's a delicate time, so you need that support. That's two. Three, stay optimistic and grateful. And this is where Mary's beautiful hymn of praise comes in. I want to read it. And I want to read it in two ways. I want to read it as a beautiful hymn of praise that she says because she's Mary and this is the Bible and it's Jesus and he's so great. But then I also wanted to read it as if it's all about us, that Mary is us, that the Christ is not just Jesus, the Christ is within us, right? So we personalize it to ourselves because that's the power of metaphysics, folks. The power of metaphysics is it's not just about somebody else. All the stories in this book are about us, you and me collectively, right? Individually moving through this process of understanding who we are, of taking on that creative possibility. This is called the Magnificat because it comes from the Latin, which means magnify. And this is what we're called to do on any particular day, isn't it? Is to magnify. Because we are magnifying things, but sometimes we're magnifying all the negative. But we also have a choice to magnify the good. So it's up to you. What are you going to magnify this week? Right? All the good. So what happens when you feel a little bitchy and, you know, Mr. Grumpy comes up? Well, no, not in, I mean, just in general. No. I know that never happens for you, but say it, just imagine that it did. You know, what'd you do? What are you going to do? Just, you know. Okay, sit with it for a little bit. Don't judge yourself. Release it, but remember the good, right? Remember to magnify the good. Yesterday, for instance, and I think it's happening today. I just haven't been out much today. But yesterday, did you see the light? It was just so magnificent, right? I got to share that on Friday night, I may have enjoyed myself too much at a party. I may. I'm not saying I did, but may have. So on Saturday morning when I was taking the dog for a walk, it was like, oh, my God, this is difficult. But it wasn't that difficult because I said it may have happened. I'm not saying it did. Could have been my neighbor. I don't know. I was feel fuzzy. I can't remember. But point being, when I'm not feeling 100%, God is, right? Spirit is. Spirit took care of everything. Spirit created the dawn and the beautiful sky, the energy, the beauty, and inspired me. God was constantly magnifying the good, even when I wasn't up for it, right? What does that tell me? There is a part of me which is of God, which is spirit, that is constantly magnifying the good, no matter how my ego works on any given day. The good news is I don't have to worry. It's going to be provided, yes? And God is working not just in creating the sun coming up, every little thing in us, our miracle-working bodies, right, our the thoughts in our heads, has given us the gifts of gratitude and expansiveness of magnification to magnify the good. But we choose. We get to choose what we're going to magnify on any particular day. Now, let's read it. The Magnificat, which simply means the magnification. My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his servant, lowly as she is. From this day forward, all generations will count me blessed, for the mighty God has done great things for me. His name is holy. His mercy sure from generation to generation towards those who are in awe of him. He has shown the might of his arm and has routed the proud and all their schemes. He has brought down monarchs from their thrones and raised on high the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of Israel, his servant, as he promised to our forefathers. He has not forgotten to show mercy to Abraham and his children's children forever. Nice. Beautiful. Now let's personalize it. When I read it the next time, imagine this is about you, right? And it is your soul. Your soul right now is magnifying the greatness of the Lord. How do we do that? What are we going to do to magnify it? Be positive-minded, right? I can get through this no matter what it is. Grateful. I'm grateful for the little things in my life, right? Believing in myself, I'm worthy to receive this. Yeah. Be happy. Be honest. When you don't feel happy, just own it, you know? This isn't spiritual fascism. You don't always have to be happy all the time. But if you're not happy, just be honest about it. I'm not happy, but that's temporary. It doesn't have to be forever. I can move through this, yeah? I can begin to magnify those things I wish to be made manifest in my life, because they will. You know that, don't you? Whatever you're magnifying, whatever you're focusing upon is what comes into your life, right? My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his servant, lowly as she is, lowly as we seem to be. Who, me? Am I worthy? What's the answer? Yes, you are. God loves you. How? Unconditionally, right? We are worthy, all of us. This is the magnificent message of the Bible that somehow got lost somewhere. I don't know where it went. But it's not about special people. It's not about those that are in the right church. It is about everyone, right? All are acceptable, and it says it right here. From this day forward, all generations will count me blessed. In other words, our grandchildren are going to say, oh, remember Granddad and Grandma? They were the best. They were wonderful. they exhibited all the joys of life. Well, they're only going to say that if we do, right? So we got a tall order here. We got a great opportunity to live the life we want to live because it's going to be remembered. Same as it's going to be remembered, oh my God, Granddad was a moaning old little son of a gun. He was never happy. Look at him. Oh, thank God he's gone. We don't want that. I mean, be a little grumpy. Yeah, he had his grumpy moments, you know. But he had a heart of gold. He gave me so much. And it's not stuff he gave me. It's those qualities, because that's what really lasts, yeah? His name is holy. When we remember the truth, his name is whole. His mercy sure from generation to generation. He has brought down monarchs from their thrones. Who's the monarch around here? Ego. He has brought down the ego from its throne, thinking it's so darn important, right? No, it's the spirit that shines within us that is the true power within our being. So that's number three, magnifying the good, right? Choosing to uplift that because it's contagious, folks. If you start magnifying, if you have a magnification celebration, you can't stop magnifying. When you're magnifying the good, it works the other way too. When you're in a pity party, you can have a magnification of all the bad, and it leads you to hell, doesn't it? So we don't want to do that. We want to magnify the good. So what were the first three again? Go to the higher ground, maintain the high watch, right? Don't go back to old habits. And that's another thing. You know, have you ever started an exercise program? Exactly, many times. How long did it last? You know, a few days maybe. Why did it stop? Because we went back to our old habits, you know. How many times you said, I'll never do that again? You know, because we go back to the old habits. We have to do something differently if we want different results, right? We can't just have a kickstart and then we don't do anything differently. We literally have to get up on the other side of the bed, change a habit. Don't do it the same way over and over again. Because we've got these things in our brains like grooves, the deep valleys, you know, and that's the way we usually go. We have to create new synaptic pathways before we can create a new life for ourselves. And that takes courage and willingness to do a new thing, right? So surprise yourself. How are you going to surprise yourself this week? Look in the mirror. That's always a good one. Brush your teeth. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Are my teeth yellow or something? Is this personal? Something wrong here? What? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Eric. See me after. We don't have detention here, but I can put you in the special room, okay? Where there's much weeping and gnashing of teeth. Not really. We love you, Eric. All right, let's get back to where we were. Number one, higher ground. Maintain that ability to move higher. Don't go low. Number two, seek support, right? Very important. And then three, stay optimistic through this. You know, choose to magnify the good. And then we get to four, keep calm, which is where the peace is this week. Keeping calm. Did everybody get the booklet that we handed out last week or handed out this week? Does anybody not have a booklet? Does anybody like a booklet? Nobody gives a damn about the booklet. If you'd like a booklet, hold your hand up. The ushers will come by. On page 28 of the booklet, there's an article by me. Don't read it right now. Take it home. Savor it. It's beautiful. But the article, I like the article because it talks about the story of, there's a gentleman right there too. It tells the story, yeah, that booklet. Thank you, Peyton. Here we go. Let's get those out first. This is a gift from us to you. It's the booklet published by Silent Unity, and they put it out every year. And there's numerous articles in it about the coming of Advent and everything. So another gentleman over there, too. right in the back. Okay. The disciples are on the Sea of Galilee. There's a storm. They're nuts. They go crazy, right? They're worried. They're worried about, they're magnifying all the problems that could happen. And down below is Jesus, and he's asleep. The Christ is asleep. The Christ is always at peace, no matter what the storm is. That's the message. So no matter what's going on in your life, all the disciples, all those thought people in our heads are going nuts. The Christ is asleep. Christ is always peaceful. They eventually wake the Christ up. He comes up on deck. He looks around. He doesn't deny there's a storm. He simply says, "Peace, be still." And the storm is calmed. This is the power of the Spirit within us, right? The storm may be raging, but we're still at peace because we recognize the truth of our being. And eventually, because we recognize the truth of our being, it is outpictured in the environment we're in. Everything calms down because we are calm. But it must begin with us. It must begin at the heart of us. We must remember who we are, beings of calm. Otherwise, we're like chickens with our heads cut off. You know, keeping calm, staying set is not easy, is it? Because it's hard to wait. You ever waited for a report or a diagnosis? Tough. It's hard to stay excited when you're moving through reverses and difficulties, right? It's tough. It's not easy. So we have to invoke something greater than our humanness. We have to invoke that presence that can do this work of staying calm when we can't, right? And that's that presence of Spirit within us. Now, Mary stayed very calm during this whole process. She had very great sense of self. She had grace under pressure. She had, even in the most difficult times, and we'll talk more about this next week, it was that sense of, I trust the process, right? Everything is in, as we like to say in Unity, divine order. So there's the four. Go to higher ground. Seek support. Stay optimistic. Magnify the good. And find that center of calm which will bring you everything you could possibly need. Now, when your first trimester is over and you're ready to go on to the next step, right, that's when you need to come next week to find out what we're going to talk about then. Amen. So the Spirit looks down upon us and arises up from within us and says, "What child is this? This child is magnificent, is beautiful, is worthy. I pour out my unconditional love upon this beautiful child." And we are that child, born into this world, given every possibility for success, a miracle-working body, a mind that can think through things, the ability to be grateful, to love, to extend, to magnify. What child is this? I am in love with this child. And so we accept that approval that comes from Father, Mother, God, that we are worthy, that we are acceptable in God's sight, that we have the very spirit of love and truth within us right now. This is the true meaning of this season, symbolized by the coming of the baby Jesus, but it's representing something more. It's the coming of that newness of life in us, that God is pouring out that life-giving energy, birthing that child of possibility that we are. And we are honored, humbled to receive that blessing. What child is this? Feel the father, mother essence wrapping you up and bathing you in that light and love. Feel the wellsprings of love and joy rising up within you. We are part of that celebration, which is the creating and sustaining of this universe. Every single thing in it. So as we go into a moment of silence, contemplate, yes, I am worthy. I accept that unconditional love. I am a beautiful child of God. I magnify and celebrate that truth this day, this Christmas season, in the silence. What child is this? I am a beautiful child of God. Thank you, sweet spirit. Now and always, and so it is.
Thanks for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We sincerely thank you for your contribution, and we affirm with you, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive, and I am grateful.